Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic episode from our previous host, Christian Sager. I pulled this one out today because the Brainstuff headquarters are in Atlanta, and here in Georgia, we're getting our first mosquitoes of the year. For me, that means I got a bunch of bites when I ventured outside for a socially distant walk yesterday. But are some people immune to mosquitoes?
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. If you're like most people, you hate mosquitoes. They're kind of the Andy Dick of the insect world. Annoying and, in some cases, dangerous. If we rate animals by the number of deaths they cause, these little bloodsuckers top the charts by a wide margin. And this is due to their transmission of malaria and other harmful diseases. And whether your next mosquito bite causes serious illness or intense frustration, we can all agree mosquitoes are just the worst. But are some people immune to mosquito bites? First, let's be clear. Mosquito bites aren't actually bites. When a mosquito lands on you, she uses her proboscis. It's a long, double-tubed mouthpiece to pierce your skin and get at the blood underneath. And yes, that's a she. Every single mosquito that has ever bitten you has been female. They bite you because they need a protein in your blood to develop their eggs. When a mosquito uses her antenna to sense the warm blood beneath your skin and then pops her proboscis in to tap your capillaries, one of those tubes injects saliva, while the other one withdraws blood. The saliva contains enzymes that act as a mild painkiller and thins the blood to prevent clotting. Your body interprets these enzymes as foreign invaders and produces histamine. Histamine binds to receptors in the bite area, dilating local blood vessels. This increased blood flow summons more white blood cells, and when you get too much histamine, the bite area can swell and redden, creating what's called a wheal. Yeah, wheal. That's the word of the day. Now, each person will react to a bite differently, and your allergies will vary. So what makes a mosquito choose a certain person? Well, there are a number of factors, one of the biggest being that there are more than 3,000 known varieties of mosquitoes, and they're not all looking for the same thing. For those that dig a nice sip of human blood, smell, body temperature, and genetics play huge roles. According to scientists at Rotterdam Research, each human body can produce anywhere from 300 to 400 distinct chemical odors, some of which are bug magnets, and others, they might be bug repellent. Research from a chemist named Ulrich Bernier shows that mosquitoes are particularly fond of carbon dioxide. That's released from exhalation and the skin, and they also like lactic acid, which is present on our skin after exercise. Now, drinking beer, being pregnant, and being a bigger person can all also make you more attractive to mosquitoes. Diet and blood type, surprisingly, don't seem to matter so much. Everybody has these yummy chemicals on their body, but it seems that the people mosquitoes avoid produce higher amounts of repellent chemicals. Dr. James Logan from Rotterdam set up a pretty weird experiment to see if he could find these all-important repellent chemicals. His team separated people into two groups, mosquito favorites and mosquito mez. They put these folks in body-size foil bags to collect their odors for 2 hours, and they used a chromatograph to analyze the chemicals they'd collected and hooked electrodes up to mosquito antennae to see what the bugs thought of each smell. They found about 7 or 8 made a difference. These odors were present in significantly different quantities between those people who were attractive to mosquitoes and those who weren't. Their study, published in the Journal of Medical Entomology, cited 2 chemicals as significantly repellent. One called 6-methyl-5-heptan-2-1, which apparently smells of nail polish remover, and another called geranyl acetone, which has a kind of floral odor. As of this recording, the race to use these and other chemicals as a new superbug repellent is in full swing. So you probably know that bacteria is largely responsible for the various smells of the human body. Each human being is home to a unique mix of trillions of microbes. It's sort of like a fingerprint. Now, our genes may play a large role in determining what sort of microbial life forms we end up hosting. In 2015, a team led by Dr. Manuela Fernandez-Grandin tested the heritability of attractiveness to mosquitoes using twins. The twins would put a hand into either end of a sealed dome, along with 20 female mosquitoes. Now, don't worry, they weren't allowed to bite. Researchers gave each subject an attractiveness score compared to the other hand. Identical twins had consistently more similar scores compared to fraternal twins. So, genes do seem to play a role. This may be tough news for the 20% or so of people that mosquitoes find particularly attractive. If you're one of the local mosquitoes' favorite dishes, remember to keep some kind of bug repellent with you and to wear long sleeves and pants if the weather allows, especially in areas of the world where these bugs carry diseases like malaria or dengue. And I suppose there's a little light at the end of this mosquito net tunnel here. Some people do have a chance of building up a tolerance after repeated mosquito bites. But for others, the allergy just gets worse.
Today's episode was written by Ben Bolin and produced by Tyler Klang. To hear more from Ben, including jokes that have aged better than that Andy Dick one at the top, tune into his podcast Ridiculous History. And, of course, for more on this and lots of other biting topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.